And it's people in your neighborhood, and good morning, everybody. This morning, I'm joined by Austin Goss and John Duffy from the Fort Pier Knights of Columbus. Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you? Thanks for having us.
Good morning.
So first off, I know a lot of listeners out there don't really know what the Knights of Columbus are all about, and I'm just wondering if you could tell everybody.
Yeah, I know. It's a good question, one we're familiar with. It's the world's largest, actually, Catholic men's fraternal group. And so what that actually looks like in practice in places like Pier and Fort Pier and the surrounding areas is just volunteerism, donating. So, for example, we do a lot of drives for different nonprofits that might reach out, or if there's something going on at our parishes or Catholic churches that needs attended to, a wall painted, a toilet replaced, anything like that, then you come down and do something like that. So it's a volunteer men's group for Catholics.
So I've always wanted to ask this, is like, do you have like any kind of dress uniform or something where you wear swords or anything?
Unfortunately not. Maybe that's something we could consider to
I think you should maybe look into that, maybe.
I like the idea, especially the sword part.
Bolster recruitment.
Well, I mean, you're knights. I mean, I figure why not? You know, I think that'd be cool.
I don't disagree.
But anyway, I know you have a really great event coming up this weekend, I believe on Sunday, January 19th, and tell everybody a little bit about that.
Coming up, we've got the what I think is the 52nd annual Knights of Columbus free throw shoot at Parkview Auditorium on Sunday. The Knights in Fort Pier have been doing this since 1972 by our count, and this is one of the longest standing free throw shooting competitions in the world.
That's a long time. That was before I was even born.
Same here.
So a little bit about it, like what's the age groups that's open to it?
Well, what happens is show up at Parkview Auditorium in Fort Pier. That's right on the highway. And anybody is at age 10 to 14,
Nine
Austin?
To 14.
9 to 14. So you show up, get registered, which is real quick, and then basically you shoot 25 free throws. We'll have everybody divided into age groups, gender groups. You'll step up. You'll take 10 free throws. Everybody in your group will take 10 shots. You'll sit down. Then we'll come up again, we'll take 15 shots, and the one that makes the most out of 25 is the local winner. From there, you go on to district competition, which in this area is usually in Highmore. And from Highmore, you go to the state competition if you win that, which is in Chamberlain every year. From there, you can go on to international competition, but if we have some winners, I guess we can visit with them about that.
That's right. It's like, I know I wouldn't be able to, I probably couldn't, if you told me, said, okay, if you make one free throw out of five, then you'll be all right. But if you don't, then, you know, this is for your life, I'd probably be dead because I couldn't,
I can't make free throws. You know, that's kind of like a carnival game. We have kids that win the local competition, they might only make 8 or 10 shots or even less. It just depends. We've got some kids that are sharpshooters in the older grades, but particularly in the younger groups, we encourage people to come out. You know, if you make 5 out of 25, you might be the local champ, get a free basketball t-shirt, and advance to the district competition.
And the district competition's like a month away, so if you really wanted to, like, oh, hey, I got a shot at this and took it serious and practiced it for a little, you could
pick
it up. Free throws are, you know, just repetition.
That's right. And the difference, you mentioned the carnivals, like, the difference is, like, this is actual, like, you know, actual basketball goal. It's not like the carnivals where they're, I'm not saying they're rigged, but.
Oh, they're rigged.
Yeah, no, I mean, nothing like, rigged about this. They're normal size regulation hoops, just like you'd see in any high school gym.
And for the younger kids, you shoot at a 12-foot line, and you shoot with a smaller basketball. So just be aware of that.
Okay, so the event again is coming up when and what time?
January 19th, so that's going to be this Sunday. Again, ages 9 through 14. If you're interested in participating, you want to get there at about 12:30 to register. But it'll start officially at 1. Of course, spectators welcome. Anybody can come out. It's the Parkview Auditorium, Stanley County High School Gymnasium there over in Fort Pier. But if you're, again, participating, you want to be there at about 12:30. It'll start at 1.
That's right. So all the kids out there, you know, you don't, like they said, you don't have to be awesome. You don't have to be great. Just, you know, if it's something you want to try out, hey, you know, I mean, you never know. You might actually make a lot of shots and end up going to national competition or something. You never know.
You never know.
And that's
if it's
right.
Freezing cold that day, it's something to do, too.
That's right. Something to do in a warm gym. It's like, well, thanks for coming in this morning, gentlemen. And by the way, everybody, if you want to find out more about it, you can just go on over to peer.org and go on over to your community at the top, and you'll see the community calendar there, and you'll see the event listed on there, Fort Pierre Knights of Columbus Free Throw Contest. You can click on there and find out more about it. And thanks for coming in this morning, and it was good to see you.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Have a great one.
You too.